How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the contact section and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Welcome to another members episode. We got a good one here today. We got Tom coming on the show today, and Tom is a former police officer. He is retired now. But he comes on to talk about his paranormal and supernatural experiences he's had while on duty. And he also talks a lot about when he moved to Alaska to be a state trooper and the things he was told that roamed through these towns. Yeah, this was a good conversation because Tom has been saved by an angel. Tom has encountered a demon in a hospital with one of the people he arrested. And Tom has a lot of stories when it comes to Bigfoot in Alaska. So let's get to Tom right now. All right, today we got Tom on the show. Tom, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, Tony?
Hey, let's pretend we didn't just talk for an hour.
Yeah.
It's good talking to you, man. So, listen, I started changing some scheduling stuff, and you and I are recording this in the morning. And I've noticed that when I do these interviews in the morning, I'm more chatty. It's because I'm not beaten down by the day and stuff and tired.
Right. You're not worn out yet.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to work on getting into the interviews faster, but today was not successful. We just chatted for like an hour about nonsense, complete nonsense. And so, but it was good, man. And you are a retired police officer or are you still in law enforcement?
Yeah. I got 20 years in law enforcement. I had to medically retire after, destroying my knee in the line of duty. So, but I, 20 years in.
Okay. So, 20 years retired, and you're coming on to talk about some stories that have happened while you were on duty. And that's always fun. I like talking to people who are soldiers, police officers, because it's just, there's this, and maybe it's changing these days, the way the world and culture is going, but like, there's this level of credibility that that when somebody says, I was a police officer, or I was in the military and I saw this, it's like, oh snap. But at least I know he's telling the truth on this, you know? And so there's like, I think people listening, they're just like, they feel like, okay, let's listen to a police officer's stories. And so it's kind of cool whenever I get a chance to talk to somebody like that. So let's get into it. You have a couple different things here. You have experience with what I'll call a demonically possessed woman. You can redefine it if you want. You also were saved in the line of duty supernaturally. And then you decided to move your family to Alaska. I have a friend in Alaska who was, I think he was born and raised in San Diego. He moved to Vegas and then decided to move his butt to Alaska for a girl, married her, and now he lives in Alaska. I'm like, bro. No, but actually who I'm talking about is Scott from Freaky Deaky Podcast, and he's a good dude. He's just a really good dude, and he's an Alaskan now. So you moved to Alaska, and you became a state trooper there, and you heard some stories from the native Alaskans about paranormal things, Sasquatch in villages and things like that. So we'll get into all of it. But let's start off with I almost said domesticated lady. I'm like, where's my mind going? The
domestic assault.
Yeah. There you go. We'll start off with the domestic assault. That's where I was going with it. That's my cover. Thanks for saving me.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. So this was very early in my career. I got a call for a domestic violence, showed up, and, EMS was still there. And it wasn't a bad one or anything, but I met with the older gentleman, who was the victim, and asked him what was going on. He said he was getting in an argument with his daughter, and she punched him, and she's over at the other side of the room that I'm in. So I walk over there, and usually this is, you know, you start talking to the suspect and it's, oh, well, they hit me first, or, you know, they have some sort of rationalization or justification that excuses their behavior, or flat out denials. So I walk up to her expecting something along those lines. And it's like, hey, did you hit your father? And she goes, yes. So that was a little startling. I wasn't expecting that. And I said, okay, well, tell me why. What happened? And she goes, well, I'm sick of his ancestors bothering me. It's like, that's a new one for me. Usually, you know, there's an argument over something, but ancestors, okay, how's that going on? What's happening there? And she says, well, his ancestors are bothering me. They pinch me and scratch me and cuss at me, and I just got tired of it and I hit him. Okay, well, where I was in a major metropolitan area on the East Coast, in most places these days now, have mandatory arrest statutes. But the story is sounding like there might be a mental health component to it, obviously. So I decided I got to take her into custody, and I'm going to take her to the mental health evaluation to find out if we should put her in a mental health hospital or take her to jail. So, handcuff her, put her in the car, and she's sitting in the back seat, and she's just talking and telling me about, you know, the ancestors that, you know, give her nightmares and scratch her when she's sleeping, and they pinch her and poke her. Animals will talk to her, they cuss at her, insects cussing at her, just this crazy outlandish story. And it's I didn't have any trouble convincing the mental health person that she's an imminent risk to others and needed mental health treatment. So I had to take her to the regular emergency room first to get medically cleared so I could transport her to the mental health hospital. And usually that involves 3 or 4 hours of just sitting in the ER waiting for blood tests and urine and everything else to come back. So they put us in a private room, and they, you know, she's sitting in the bed, the nurses come in and they're doing the blood pressure and all that stuff, and after they get the blood and the urine samples, they leave, and it's just her and I sitting in this room, and she's talking to me, telling me these stories, and it sounds almost like a demonic oppression. I mean, she's either completely crazy or there's a demonic oppression, or maybe a little bit of both, I guess. So I, you know, I'm just building a rapport with her. My goal is that she's cooperative, right? I don't want to be fighting with her and dragging her to the hospital. So, you know, I'm just, yep. Okay. But yeah, she's, you know, birds cussing at her and yelling at her, and insects, and, she's just telling me story after story, getting scratched and poked and pinched and all this stuff. And, I'm thinking there might be something to it at this point, but we eventually run out of stories to tell. And, she's just sitting on the bed quietly. I'm sitting in a chair. This is days before cell phones were a thing. So I'm just staring at the ceiling and looking around. I think she's sort of napping. She's got her legs drawn up, and she's sort of resting her head and kind of curled up in a fetal position on the bed. And the bed starts rattling. You know, when people get, nervous knees, they bounce their knees, and they just have that excess energy and they're bouncing their knees.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm thinking she's doing, is the bed's rattling like she's bouncing her knee. And I'm looking at her, and she's not bouncing her knee. She's napping. She's asleep. She's not moving. And the bed is rattling, and it's like building. It's rattling more and more and more. And like, I'm not shaking. The floor is not shaking. The building's not shaking. Nothing else is moving or vibrating or shaking, but her bed is clang, 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 shaking. And I'm starting to get kind of freaked out about it. And the way she's sitting, she's facing the door. So the door, if she were sitting up in bed looking forward, she'd be looking straight out into the hallway. But the hallway goes past us perpendicularly. So all she can see out the door is the wall, 8 feet on the other side of the door across the hallway. We can't see who's coming up or down the hall. And from my perspective, it looks like she's asleep. She's napping. So she's not even looking out the door. But this bed that's rattling, and I've got this rising alarm, like she's talking about all this demonic stuff, and now her bed is doing this exorcist movie, shaking and rattling, and then it stops. And as soon as it stops, a nurse turns the corner and walks into the room. So the nurse didn't see any of this. And whoever stopped the bed shaking had to know the nurse was about to walk into the room. And neither of us in the room can see the nurse coming down the hallway. So we have no idea that the nurse is about to walk into the room. And the bed didn't subside and just like, you know, ebb away. It was like clang, 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 and just stopped. And then the nurse walked in, like a heartbeat after it stopped. So that was sort of my confirmation to me that something supernatural was occurring. And I got up out of my seat, like I wanted to run for the door, but I had to stay there with her. And I have a gun, but what am I going to shoot? You know? So I was pretty freaked out for a little bit. And, the nurse, the girl woke up, and the nurse talked to her, and we kind of finished up our thing, and they discharged her. And I took her to the mental hospital, and, you know, right before I dropped her off, I was like, hey, I don't know if you've talked to any priests, but I know a good one. I referred her to my parish priest, because I was convinced there was something demonic happening with her. That was really super trippy.
Was there any follow-up? Do you know if she ever contacted the priest?
I don't know if she did, and he wouldn't tell me if she did, if it were really any sort of demonic thing going on. He's not going to tell me about it. So, but yeah, and that's one of the things with law enforcement, is you usually don't get any of that follow up. Once you're done with folks, you're done, and you never see or hear from them again.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts.
I mean, like, yeah, you get good at compartmentalizing it, but I just, you know, I'm sitting there watching the bed, and I'm listening to it shaking and clanging, and she's just
this was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.